Friends, for our broadcast today, well, we're going to talk about nothing. That's right, nothing. Got your attention? Well, today from the International Gospel Hour, we talk about nothing. Stay tuned. On
Jordan's Army. Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
We are most appreciative for the kind words and introduction from our Jay Webb. We love Jay, and we appreciate he and his family. He's a wonderful announcer, and he'll come back with some other things for our broadcast that we think you will find of help to you. We welcome you, our listeners, and we're so grateful that you have joined us for our studies today from the International Gospel Hour. Now, as I mentioned earlier, today we will talk about nothing. And here's the story. The late Leroy Brownlow tells the story of how a brother, J.T. Strickland, who was an elderly preacher, arose at the conclusion of a service and said, "Brother Brownlow has preached something for these many years. Now I would like to hear him preach on nothing." And Brother Brownlow looked and replied, "The Lord willing, I shall preach on nothing next Lord's Day." Well, in a few moments, friends, we're going to deliver the sermon about nothing. But first, we do turn back the clock and recognize and respect the late Leroy Brownlow, a longtime faithful gospel preacher in Churches of Christ. He passed from this life well over 20 years ago, but we are blessed to study his material today, and as we do from time to time. According to Hebrews 11 and verse 4, referring to Abel, the application would be for Brother Brownlow as well, and other preachers of days gone by whose material that I use, although dead, yet still speaks. But first, for listening today, friends, here is our Jay Webb with a very special free gift for you today.
Good folks, please allow us to send a special free booklet called Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right. This is a study that clears away a lot of the confusion in the religious world and allows us to see that the Bible is always right. Just call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, "Bible Tract." That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type "Bible Tract" in the message box. Now, back to our study.
Friends, let's talk about nothing. Out of nothing, God created the world, Genesis 1 and verse 1. This is the only way to account for creation. We have to begin with a self-existent being who created something out of nothing. The evolutionist has to start with something. Ask him where that something came from. Man can rearrange, redesign, but he cannot create. Second, man brought nothing into this world and will carry nothing out. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 7. Hence, godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6, 6. Since man can carry nothing out of this world, then the purpose of his stay here is not a quest for the material. The purpose of our stay is spiritual. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole of man, Ecclesiastes 12:13. We prepare for another life, or in the words of Amos 4 verse 12, prepare to meet your God. If you lose sight of this, you will come up with nothing when you die, because the material cannot be taken with you, as we note from Matthew 6, 19 and 20. We must lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Number 4. From John 15, 4 and 5, Jesus said, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. You know, morality minus Christ equals nothing. Christ is our Savior, Matthew 1:21, and he is the way, John 14:6. Christ's gospel is the power to save, Romans 1:16. And Christ will be the one to save his church, Ephesians 2:16, Ephesians 5:23 and 27, and Acts 2 and verse 47. Now, friends, belief plus baptism equals salvation. Somebody says, whoa, preacher, wait a minute. Well, let's allow Mark 16:16 to answer. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be condemned. Well, just like 1 plus 1 equals 2, and 1 minus 1 equals nothing, belief minus baptism equals nothing. How about this one? Repentance plus baptism equals remission of sins. That's Acts 2, verse 38. Just like 1 plus 1 equals 2, but 1 minus 1 equals nothing. Therefore, repentance minus baptism equals nothing. You know, Paul had believed and repented, but it still equaled nothing, because what did Ananias tell him? After Paul had been praying, Paul had been believing, Paul even called Jesus Lord, in Acts 22:16, Paul tells the account when he was living as Saul, that Ananias looked at him and said, Saul, why do you tarry? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Here's another one. How about from 1 Corinthians 13:1-3? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing. You see, friends, religious acts minus love equal nothing. Faith minus love equals nothing. Benevolence minus love equals nothing. The first and great commandment deals with love in Matthew 22:37-38. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And to come forth with love, dear friends, in our actions. You know, in John 14:23, Jesus said, if anyone loves me, let him keep my word. Or, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Love would solve many problems in the church. Here's another one. If the salt has lost its savor, or its flavor, its strength, it is thenceforth good for nothing. Matthew 5:13. Salt seasons, and it saves and preserves. And if a child of God has lost the qualities which made him salt, he is good for nothing. So Christians may become good for nothing, good for nothing church members. How about this one? In 1 Corinthians 1:19, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Man's wisdom minus God equals nothing. Learning must be mixed with God to be something. That tells us from 1 Corinthians 1:18. But listen to 1 Corinthians 1:25-27. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. So, dear friends, we need this lesson in the church today. We should not emphasize secular training to the neglect of spiritual training. A preacher may have 2 or 3 college degrees and not know enough Bible to defend it. Here's another verse from 2 Corinthians 6:10. As having nothing and yet possessing all things. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 10. Having nothing means destitute, no physical possessions. Having all things or possessing all things. Think about how much the Christian possesses. Brother Brownlow brings forth the conclusion. If we lose our souls, we have gained nothing in this life. Mark 8:36-37. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? And friends, with that being brought forth, I have spent a broadcast talking to you about nothing. But it has been something. Maybe we've prompted you to study these things a little more. Here is our J. Webb to help us wrap up our broadcast with details for our free Bible study by mail.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers for free a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
Well, dear friends, I hope you have been encouraged with a broadcast about nothing. And I really appreciate you studying with me today, for God's Word is something. We'll do it again at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.